don't you just love studying English? Isn't learning another language really interesting? I guess you're enjoying this podcast, aren't you? Today, this lesson is all about checking information. Let's check it out.
Welcome to another Happy English podcast coming to you from New York City. And here's your English teacher, Michael.
All right. Thank you, John, and thanks, everyone. It's Michael here from Happy English, and I help people speak English better. And this is Happy English Podcast, episode 708, Checking Information. For this English lesson, I'm going to show you a couple of different types of questions that you can ask when you want to check that the information you have is right. Basically, these are tag questions and negative questions. By the end of this lesson, you'll understand how these questions are used in everyday conversational English. Let's get the ball rolling. First of all, we have tag questions with rising intonation. I was at a party this weekend, and I saw a guy that I had met about a year or so ago. I think I remember him telling me that he was from France, and I just wanted to check if my memory was correct. So I asked him like this, "So, Remy, you're from France, aren't you?" When you have an idea about something, and you just want to check to see if the information that you have is true or not, you can use a tag question like this with rising intonation. Here are some other examples. You can play the guitar, can't you? Katie will go shopping with us tomorrow, won't she? Ted hasn't called, has he? It shouldn't rain tomorrow, should it? By the way, in casual, conversational American English, instead of putting the full tag question at the end, we often just say, right? Instead of saying, you can play the guitar, can't you? You can say, you can play the guitar, right? Let's check out a couple of other examples. Katie will go shopping with us tomorrow, won't she? Becomes, Katie will go shopping with us tomorrow, right? Ted hasn't called, right? It shouldn't rain tomorrow, right? It's also possible, again, in casual, conversation American English, to use no as the tag question. We generally use no as a tag question when the main sentence has a positive verb. For example, Noriko likes to bake, no? Naoko hates celery, no? Tammy is from Toronto, no? In addition to tag questions, we also have negative questions. Isn't English interesting? You can use this kind of negative question when you want to confirm something that you believe to be true. Isn't English interesting? When you ask a question like this, you're actually expecting that the answer is going to be yes, and the meaning is the same as a tag question. Here's an example conversation. Hey, Jack, isn't English interesting?
Yes, it really is interesting.
I asked Jack, isn't English interesting? Because it seems that he's having fun in his English class, and, as I expected, he said yes. Here are some other examples. Didn't you already see that movie? Isn't this the same restaurant that we went to when we celebrated Jenny's birthday? Aren't these flowers usually blooming in April? We also use negative questions when we give our opinion about something and we expect that the other person will agree with us. Here are some examples. It's almost 5 p.m. Isn't it better to take a subway? Shouldn't we tell the boss we're leaving early today? Look at those dark clouds. Wouldn't it be better to take an umbrella? You can also use a negative question when you believe the answer is no. Here's an example conversation. Hey, Kim, what's wrong? Don't you feel well?
No, not at all. I think I'm coming down with a cold.
I asked Kim, "Don't you feel well?" Because she didn't look well. And as I expected, she said no. Here are some other examples. Oh no, isn't Danny coming to the party? Hasn't Jack finished that report yet? Aren't we going to get a bonus this year? Keep in mind, the best way to remember this and any other grammar pattern is to take the word or phrase, write it in a sentence that's true for you or true in your world, and then memorize your sentences. Oh no! Don't we have any more time for this lesson? I guess not. By the way, if you'd like to get more practice using your English, why don't you join my Podcast Learner Study Group? There, you can make new friends, join me for live group coaching every week, plus get the PDF transcript and audio download for every Happy English podcast in the past and in the future. And each episode has exercises where you can practice this English point with speaking and writing checked by me. To learn more or to see some of the example sentences from this lesson, just visit myhappyenglish.com and choose podcast lesson 708. Remember, learning another language is not easy, but it's not impossible, and I'm here to help you on your journey.
This podcast is brought to you by Happy English. Please visit myhappyenglish.com. Show your support for Happy English by leaving us a review. Get English, get happy, Happy English.